I'm here in Sagart and I'm talking to Vera Crofton. And Vera, I spoke to you before here in Sagart, but I'm also talking to Jean Burns, Nee Riley. What are you to Paddy Riley?
Oh, Paddy's my brother. That's one of us to expect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's it like being a sister of a very famous musician?
Very great times when he was really started off and got going. Now he's retired. And had great fun going around, meeting all the people, meeting all the different entertainers, which was lovely.
God, he played everywhere.
Everywhere. But yeah. The big one was Carnegie Hall. And yeah. I was always sorry I didn't get to see him there. The Wolf Tones and him played there together. And I had children and what have you. And my husband couldn't come, but yeah. That was a big disappointment. Everywhere else I went, all right.
No, I know we're talking about the Mills, but yeah. I just tell me, did he have a hard life, Paddy? I mean, he was on the road all the time. And
pretty much, yes. As he always said, you'd have to stay forever to wait to get a few bob. You know, you'd have to stay in the pub by the time you get the money, and you'd have a drink by the time you get paid. But Mick McCarthy started him off in the embankment.
Tell him what he said about me.
Of course, Mick McCarthy was a Kerry man.
Yes. Oh, you're Kerry, are you?
Yes, yeah. I am, yes. Yeah.
Well, he started him off there. He used to sing in the bar for the crack. And he asked him to go out and go on stage, and he wouldn't go. But he did eventually, and his name's in small print on the paper. And we used to wonder who this Paddy Riley was, and someone said, "That's your brother, Mammy, that's your son." We didn't know he was up in the embankment, and we only living in Rathcoole. But
and that's where he became famous.
That's where he started. They all started there, the whole lot of them, the plays and all.
What was this McCarthy man like?
Mad as a brush. He was so funny, you know. He'd make such fun of everything, and when you'd be there and you'd see them old chairs and they're all falling to bits, and the ceiling and the chandeliers and everything would be in bits, but they were all very, they were dated, they were there so long. He made a joke of everything. Actually, there were times Mick McCarthy was better than the comedians. Oh, isn't that right?
What part of Kerry did he come from?
Was it Listowel?
Yeah. Was it Listowel?
Listowel, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Was it?
You'll have to bring it. Yeah. I knew, okay. But I kind of forget, John.
Yeah. So, the last time I was talking to you, Vera, you were brought up here in the village.
I was.
In Sagart. Yeah. What year did you join the Mills?
I came home. I went over to live with my mother for a year to try it out. She lived in Birmingham. And I stayed 9 months. We couldn't stand the sight of each other. And I came home, and that would have been 1956. So I started in the Mill in 1956. I'm not quite sure of the month, but I think it might have been early in the spring of... could have been early in the spring of 1956. Could have been September, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and what did you go in doing?
I went in just a general worker on the factory floor, and you were given a waste bag. So you cleaned up after the people who were sorting the paper and the people who were counting the paper. And you had to keep the floor clean as you walked around. That was my first job.
And all the waste paper that you would have picked up, was that recycled? Or
it was all gone back up into pulp. It was all taken up to the pulper, and all that would have been recycled. There was nothing wasted, and no paper was wasted.
I see. And Jean, tell me about you. First of all, where did you grow up?
In Rathcoole, yeah, just down the road, Rathcoole. That's where I was born and reared, yeah, the village.
What did your father do for a living?
Also in Swiftbrook Paper Mill.
Oh, yes.
Because nearly everyone worked in it. It was very, very... very poor all around. There wasn't much work, and if you got into Swiftbrook Paper Mills, it was looked on as a very prestige job, you know.
And what about your mother then?
What was her
maiden name?
Whelan, Nellie Whelan.
And your father's name was
Jack Riley.
And so, Nellie Whelan, where did she come from?
She came from here as well. Like, she was born and reared here as well.
In Sagres?
In Rathcoole.
Oh, Rathcoole.
Rathcoole, yes, in Rathcoole.
And what was she doing in the mills?
Well, I think she was a sorter. Mm-hmm. Strange, I forget. I think she was a sorter anyway. We all was sorting her, maybe picking up the broke, as Vera said, but she was a sorter, or a counter.
Is that where she met Jack?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Fell in love, yeah, probably down in the Shavens.
What was going on in the Shavens?
Oh, now that's another
day. Courting in the kitchen.
Oh, can you go back to your grandparents, though?
Granny yeah. Riley, yes. I don't know if
Granny Jane,
but I don't know if Grandad Riley worked in.
He did.
Did he?
Did he?
Because we're related, Vera and I are related. Yeah. Her granny, I know, was a kind of a milliner. She was a very attractive woman, a beautiful woman, and she'd always have hats. And every time she'd have maybe three or four hats and have beautiful plumes. And she'd get up on a motorbike with someone. She was kind of a character, my grandmother.
I think we have a photograph of your grandmother here.
Yes. Yeah. She had her lovely long dress, I'm sure Vera told you. And like I say, the three black hats. And she'd always be at the end of Fortunestown Lane, which would now be City West, all across City West. That was a little lane, and she was living in a cottage there, and she'd come down and get the bus every day that I'd be coming from school in Glendorgan. And she came over to my mother three times a week. And then, me being in Rathcoole, I went to my holidays all the way to Sagard and slept with her in the bed. That was my holiday. So I went from Rathcoole to Sagard, which is what... 2 miles. And I went there a couple of times a week on the back of my mother's bike. And the big thing I'll always remember was going to Granny Riley's. I was made such a fuss of.
Oh, was that a big occasion for you?
Big occasion. Well, I'm called after her. I'm actually Jane.
Oh, yes.
Only my mother called me Jean just to differentiate, you know?
Yeah. And did you know her well then?
Oh, yeah.
Because you slept with her.
Yeah. And she'd put all these coats over me and extra blankets, but mostly coats.
Blankets with buttons.
Blankets with buttons. And smother me with comfort. And yeah, it was grand.
Yeah.
But to go on your holidays, when you think about it, to go from Rathcoole to Sagard, and the big occasion was, I'm going to Granny's tonight to sleep.
Go away.
Yeah.
And tell me now, because of your brother Paddy, was there music in...
my father, a very shy man, but he had a great voice. And when his brother had come home from England, Owen Riley, Mammy and him would have a party in the house. There was always accordions and great fuss when he came from England, because England was so far away. And my father would sing then, but my mother had a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah.
Mammy was good. Yeah, she was a great singer, Nellie.
Oh,
yeah, so I'd say Paddy got it from her.
He sang one of her songs.
Yeah.
Among My Souvenirs. I Off Time Things at Home. The Olie.
Yeah.
He recorded that, but it was his mother's song.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And we were in Riley's for Pat's 21st, and we were all singing at that stage, and it was a great night of real music. Everything we sang, from opera to everything.
That's right.
And Jane, we'll say Jane because she's her grandfather Riley, and my grandmother were brother and sister.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, right. And
they called him the Gent.
The Gent.
The Gent.
He always wore a stiff collar, you know. Yeah. He was very well presented, as his wife was as well. They were a handsome couple.
Gorgeous, which you kind of forget.
So your childhood, it was a happy childhood, was it?
Very, very, very good. My mother always gave parties, always had birthday parties. And everyone in the place we brought in. It just was a house where everyone came to.
Where was the house exactly?
Rathcoole.
Well, what part of Rathcoole?
Right in the middle. It's sort of derelict now. It has been bought over. There were three houses. There was my Aunt Maggie, my mother's sister, and Mrs. Attlee, Nellie Attlee. And she would nearly be my other mother. So I had three mothers nearly. I had three mothers, because this woman, Atlish, came from Carlow and married a local man, and we loved her to bits.
Yeah.
So you're she was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, three houses just up and down, very small, and it's right in the middle of the village. Yeah. Now it's been bought over, and it will be eventually when money gets back. I'd say they turn it in maybe to apartments.
Yeah.
And if I could say, Morris, in relation to that, we'd go over to Rathcoole, because there was no division between Rathcoole and Taggart then.
Yeah.
And you always went to Nellie's, and then you'd go to Maggie's, and then you'd go to Mrs. Attlee.
Yeah.
They were Nellie and Maggie, but she was Mrs. Attlee.
That's right.
And they called her Mrs. Attlee as well, although she called them Nellie and Maggie.
No, she didn't really.
Did she?
No, she called... Mammy was Nellie and Mrs. Attlee was Nellie. But it was all, no, it was always Mrs. Timmins, Mrs. Riley and Mrs. Attlee. And it always was a joke in the village that they were, what, 60 years together.
Yeah.
And they never went beyond
60 whole years.
Oh, and I said to Mammy a few times, Mammy, why don't you call Mrs. Attlee? Nellie, and she said, I couldn't do that.